Thank you, Sandra. It's great to be here. Business etiquette is essentially the guidelines for workplace conduct, such as how to be professional using email or the phone, how to conduct a business meal, how to present ourselves with confidence. It's the soft skills we need to be successful in the workplace. People often think that our technical skills are what make us employable, but according to a Harvard University study, 85% of our success in the workplace is due to our soft skills or people skills. Let's say your cubicle neighbor always listens to her voicemail over speakerphone. You'd probably be annoyed, wouldn't you? Or perhaps you're having lunch with a vendor who's trying to win your business and he berates the wait staff. Most likely, you wouldn't want to do business with someone who is mean to others. Chances are, these people don't know their behavior is inappropriate. They probably didn't learn business etiquette, and it's negatively affecting others' impression of them. If we want to succeed professionally, we need to practice good business etiquette. Most of my tips will be focused on business etiquette, but occasionally I will share social etiquette tips as well, such as dating etiquette, wedding etiquette, and other areas. Since it's the new year, I want to share three behaviors you can practice to move your career forward. There are three resolutions. Resolution number one, be nice to everyone. You may feel someone is not important to your career, but you never know when that person may be in a position to help or hurt you. Take time to acknowledge and get to know others in the workplace, no matter their title. Your kindness will be memorable. Early in my career at Washington Mutual, I managed community sponsorships. Our sponsorships often included a table at fundraising lunches and dinners. I was responsible for filling the tables. It was a rare executive who wanted to attend the events, but there was one who would regularly come to the functions. She would talk to everyone at the table, no matter their title, and she was truly interested in all of us. She impressed me with her kindness and humility. I still speak highly of this wonderful woman, and not surprisingly, she has had a very successful career. Think about someone who made a positive impression on you. I bet that person treated you kindly. Resolution number two, don't gossip. Gossip is seductive. When someone gossips with you, it's easy to feel special. You think, oh, I'm deemed worthy enough to get the scoop. But gossiping is very destructive, not just to others, but to yourself as well. When a person gossips to me about someone else, I wonder what they are later saying about me behind my back. Gossip can also affect company morale. It sets a negative tone and creates a very toxic environment. After a while, no one knows who they can trust. It can be easy to get sucked into gossiping, but I encourage you to abstain from participating. You will be seen as a trusted person with integrity if you avoid the rumor mill. Our last resolution, number three, is say thank you. The phrase thank you is just two small words, but it can have a big impact on others. Who doesn't like to be thanked? There are so many times you can say thank you. Start by thanking your staff for a job well done. The number one reason people leave jobs is because they don't feel appreciated or recognized for their efforts. Make sure your staff know how much you appreciate them. Thank your boss for supporting you. She works hard and likes to feel appreciated too. Thank your clients when you get the contract and later for being loyal customers. Also, thank prospective clients when they consider you, even if they choose your competitor. Someday, they'll be looking for a new vendor again, and by being classy, they will remember you. There you have it. Three easy yet impactful resolutions you can practice to advance your career. For KSER, this is Arden Kleiss.